Well, I could be joined now by head coach Vance Joseph. And coach, it's like Christmas morning. You got a present in your hands right there. The Denver Broncos schedule for 2017, your first season as a head coach, finally in writing. When you see that for the first time, where do your eyes go? What do you look at? What are you looking for when that thing comes out?
Well, my eyes go to week one. It's important to get off to a great start. It's a home game, and it's in division, so that's important.
What about those first four games? Four out of the first five, I should say, at home. Is it important for a team to be at home those first couple of games to get a rhythm? What is your take on being at home early on in the season?
I think it's nice. You know, every coach, every team has a focus on winning home games. You know, that's a must in this league. So to have four out of five at home, that's critical for us.
The bye week, of course, week five this year, very early. It's earlier than most. When you see that week five bye, do you prefer it to be earlier on in the season? And then how do you keep guys fresh for those last 12 weeks?
I think the bye is, you know, it's always kind of based on according to where your team is at that moment. Injuries, you know, how do you rest your football team?
Right.
So early, mid, or late, it doesn't matter. You know, it's all game plan around how your team feels. Having it early, you know, after four games, it's a good deal. You know, I place the season in quarters. You know, in the first 4 weeks, we got our first quarter over, have a bye. It's always good.
After that first quarter, is it nice to reset in week five, kind of take stock and figure out where you're at?
Absolutely. You know, you hope to be successful, obviously, in that first quarter, but to have a chance in week five to kind of reset, reboot it again is important.
Weeks 7 through 9 we're going to jump to now. It's going to go L.A., Kansas City, yeah. Philadelphia, a tough stretch, 3 straight on the road. That crucial stretch run, it's important to be a good road team. What are the keys in your mind to being a solid team on the road?
Well, you know, obviously, playing good defense on the road is always a must. You know, keeping the point totals low, controlling the football, not turning the football over. 2 out of 3 are division opponents. You know, 2 out of 3 are fairly easy trips. You know, we've got one to Philly, which is a cross-country trip. But, you know, it's important to be a great road team. You know, and you got to play on a road to be a playoff team. So it doesn't bother me. Obviously, 3 straight, it's a great challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
Week 13, the Miami Dolphins, a place that you know very well. Yeah. The last stop on your journey to becoming the head coach of the Denver Broncos. What type of emotions do you think you're going to be feeling in that game? Because you know that atmosphere so well.
Well, it's just business for me. You know, my first thought, it was December 3rd. You know, so the weather won't be a factor. You know, you play there in September, even October. It's so warm and so hot for your football team. It's a disadvantage. But being December 3rd, I'm okay with it. You know, it's going to be a business trip for me.
Do you think it's nice having Buffalo, you know, week 3 and then Miami? Yeah. And do you think the schedule makers did you a little bit of a favor there?
I think we're lucky there. You know, because weather does play a part. Mm-hmm. You know, in our road games, you know, so having Buffalo early and Miami late, you know, I think we're lucky there. But again, you know, you've got to go out there and win a road game in NFL. It's always tough.
Before we get to the actual season, of course, we've got to hit the preseason. One thing I do want to touch on is San Francisco. You're going to take your team out there to practice against the Niners before playing an exhibition game. What do you think is important to get out of those trips when you have a team coming in to practice against or you're going there? What's the most important thing to get out of that week?
I think the players enjoy that because it kind of breaks camp up. You know, it gives them a chance to go against a different opponent. You know, for me as a coach, it allows me to evaluate my young guys against different players, you know, and that's important for players to have a chance to go out and compete against different types of players, different types of schemes. And, you know, as a coach, schematically, you know, it allows you to kind of test your scheme against different opponents. So that's going to be a fun week for us. We're looking forward to that.
I know you've already been game planning and getting ready for the season. You now have the dates to go with the plans here.
Yeah.
We wish you the best of luck going
forward. Thank you.
And we'll see you in 1 week. The NFL draft is right around the corner.
Absolutely. Excited about that also.